Praise the Lord. I will tell you that one of the reasons we didn't take prayer requests today is that I'm going to just share this little bit of a word I got here for you today. And then I'm going to ask everybody that has a prayer request to come up here, and we're going to pray one for another. Okay? And we're going to believe that the Lord's going to move mightily and going to touch those prayer requests, and that there's going to be a tremendous anointing flow, because, you know, He's in each one of you. He's in every one of you. And a lot of times, you know, we get in a form or whatever, and somebody stands up here and they pray for you or whatever. But you know what? I'm going to have you all pray for each other and lay hands on each other in a few minutes. But I want to talk to you a little bit this morning, and this is going to seem like it's a little bit off course, but I don't really think it is off course. I'm going to talk to you this morning about some of the trials and tribulations that we go through in life. And I'm going to start off reading to you out of Romans 7, 21, and I'm going to read through 25. And this is out of the Message Bible. It happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commandment. But it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in delight. Parts of me covetly rebel, and just when I least expect it, it takes charge. I've tried everything and nothing helps. I'm at the end of my rope. And you know, God likes when you get at the end of your rope. He likes that. He wants to get you at the end of your rope. Because when you get at the end of your rope, guess what? There's only one way out, and He's the only way. But we need to get at the end of our rope. There is no one who can do anything for me. Isn't that the real question? The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. He acts to set things right in this life of contradictions, where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by influences of sin to do something totally different. And I bet you if I ask you all, do you ever feel like that, I'd probably should get about 100% of amens. And I'm going to tell you a little story here about, this little story is about, called Two Natures. An American Indian was given his testimony in a gathering of Christian members of his tribe. He told of his conversion and how in the beginning he felt as though he would never sin again. He was so happy in knowing his Savior, but he explained as time went on, he became conscious of an inward conflict, which he described somewhat as follows. It seems, my brothers, that I have two dogs fighting in my heart. One is a very good dog and beautiful white and dog, and he is always watching out for my best interests. The other is a very bad dog. He's black dog, and he's always trying to destroy the things that I want to see built up. These dogs give me a lot of trouble because they're always quarreling and fighting with each other. One of the hearers looked up and asked ironically, which one wins? The other instantly replied, whichever one I say, sick 'em to. Right. And you know, I think a lot of times we find ourselves falling short in things because we don't acknowledge the Lord. We were talking about that back in Sunday school pretty heavily today. We don't acknowledge Him. And we have a battle going on inside of us. We have a battle. It's a battle of the old nature and the nature of Christ. And we're to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God. But you know, every once in a while, that old ugly nature sticks its head up. And when it does, we find ourselves a lot of times giving into it. And then finding that we find ourselves in places of condemnation and places of where we feel like, boy, I can't do anything for God. How can I say something? How can I do anything? But I just want you to know that we have the ability, and we need to start saying, sick them to the Holy Spirit. Get them, God. Get them in our own lives, not in everybody else's lives. I mean, we pray for other people a lot, but we really need to spend a little time praying for ourselves and saying, God, work in me. Create in me a clean heart, a clean attitude. Father, work in me. Change me from the inside out. And you know, a lot of times, it's like that old gospel song. It's not my brother, but my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And you know, that's the truth. A lot of times we're praying for everybody else, and we're in need of prayer ourselves. And I just want you to know that we have to learn to either, we can either go with failure, or we can go with defeat, failure and defeat, or we can go with victory. And I got one other little story I'm going to read you, and then we're going to come up and we're going to do some praying. And, you know, I feel like we're going to pray for each other here today, and I believe God's going to move. You know, a 15-year-old youngster stood sheepishly before a headmaster of a Munich school. He was read the riot act to him. The boy was soundly censored for lack of interest in his studies and asked to leave the school. Your presence in this class destroys the respect of the students, the headmaster said. The youngster took an examination to enter the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School in Zurich, but failed to pass. He entered another school and finished his training, and then applied for an apprenticeship at the Polytechnic Institute again and was rejected. He finally secured a position as a tutor for boys in a boarding house, but soon he was fired. Finally, he managed to obtain a job in a pattern office in Bern. The man who compiled this string of failures was none other than the great teacher and mathematician Albert Einstein. Failure, 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 failure. Finally, success, because he found what God really had called him to do. And you know, Albert Einstein was a genius, but I think he knew that what he had came from God. I remember one time years ago, we had an evangelist come through here, and he said that he was having a meeting up in Canada. And he said, you know, a lot of people came forward and they got saved at night, and there was people getting the Holy Spirit and a whole bunch of things happening. And he said this old man came up to him after the service and started talking to him. And he told him, he said, you know, he said his name was Dr. Carter. And Carter had worked with Albert Einstein on the theory of relativity and all those different things. And he said, he told him, he said, you know, he said, me and Dr. Albert Einstein, he said, we searched for the meaning of life and where life really was. He said, we searched for a long, long time. And he said, and we never could really find it. And this evangelist told him, he said, well, I can tell you where it is. And he says, well, will you please tell me? And he said, yes. He said, Scripture says that the life is in the blood. And he said, every time, even in your natural body, that your body pumps, your heart pumps blood through your body, it's pumping life. And we know that Jesus poured out his uncontaminated blood, I'm going to say, because he was without sin, that we might be covered with the blood of Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and that we might be cleansed. And I don't care how much of a failure we feel like at times that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he is able to heal us, to do miracles, to do mighty things, and if we'll just believe and trust him and watch him work. And now, that, you know, that's short, and I know it's short, but now I want everybody who has a prayer request, Bob, I want you to come up, because you kind of initiated this and asking that you said you wanted prayer from church today, so you come up first. And I want anybody that feels like that they have a prayer request or want to stand in proxy for somebody else to come up here, and we're going to pray one for another. And, you know, a lot of times we think, well, you know, bless God, the minister or the guy that has the prophetic ministry, he should do all the praying. I got news for you. You all have that ministry. You all are missionaries unto God. You all are ministers unto God. And I want anybody that has a prayer request to come up, and we're going to pray for each one of you individually. And I want anybody that feels led, start praying for somebody or give them a word of prophecy or give them a word of knowledge or whatever. However the Lord moves today, he can move any way he wants to. We're going to start off with you, Bob, because like I say, you'd ask for it. And is there something specific that you want us to pray for?
No, you said about everything I was thinking of.
Okay, that's probably why the Lord had me say it, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, right now, Father, we pray for our brother Bob here. Lord, you have a great calling on his life, and I know that you do. And I know that he has a hunger to know you. And I also know that at times he feels like a huge failure in you. But I want you to know that he's no failure in you. Because when he comes to the end of his rope, then you appear on the scene. Amen. And Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we pray for Bob. We pray, Lord, that there become a loosening and an anointing into his life. And that, Father, you begin to even loose his tongue, that he can share the things that you've placed in his heart. Because sometimes he finds it hard to try to express himself. But, Father, you've placed that deep down in his heart. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to loose his tongue. I ask you to begin to move in his family mightily. Begin to release his wife and release his children into the callings that you have in their life. And, Father, help him to just take his hands off and totally release them to you. And as he releases them to you, he can stand back and see the mighty hand of God move. And Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name. And Bob, I'm going to say unto you, thus saith the Lord, my son, that surely I have placed my hand upon you. And you think that it was a little child that led you to the Lord years and years ago. But I want to tell you that that was me and that little child. That I was drawing you unto myself, and that you felt like you walked away, but I never walked away from you. I stayed with you, saith the Lord. And surely I have a calling upon you, and I shall begin to release it and begin to reveal it to you as you wait before me, and you ask and you tell me each day, Father, what would you have me do today? My calling shall begin to unfold, and I shall begin even to give you clarity of thought and clarity even of speech, to where you'll begin to speak forth the words of life to those that you encounter. Yes. And it will be a mighty word and an anointed word, saith the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name right now, we speak a word of release to Bob. And we just ask you, Father, let there be no condemnation in Bob right now, Father. Because he's in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And your grace covers a multitude. And I just ask you right now, and your love covers a multitude, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God.
I would say unto thee, my son, I'm going to cause the Spirit of God to just speak forth my word. And I would say unto thee that where my word is, there's liberty, and there shall be freedom, saith the Lord. Captivity shall be set free, not only in others, but in your household, saith the Lord.
Yes.
And you shall speak to your son, Jeremy. You would say, the Lord shows me this about you, son, and he is setting you free. And you would say unto your wife, honey, the Lord has shown me this, and he is beholding you in his hands of mercy and his love, and he's doing all things well.
Yes.
And you will claim it, saith the Lord. And he said, because you will send forth my word, and I will trust in him, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is a new day, my son. I say this is a new day.
Amen.
And I am taking you a new way.
Yes.
I am taking a people a new way.
Yes.
For you are going to walk into a country that you have sought for many years, which is the land of Christ within you.
Amen.
And you are going to start exploring that land.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're going to start to come into a knowledge of the Great One as you have never come into before.
Yes.
And you will start shining with His light, and you will start operating with His tongue,
yes,
and with His,
yes,
mind.
Yes.
For truly, this is going to be a new day. So
yes.
Keep asking and keep seeking and keep knocking, because I am hearing and I am responding.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Lord.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody step up? We'll pray for you as you step up. Father.
I'm standing in proxy for Charles, my son, for my niece Erica, who is depressed. And Savannah just called me, got hysterical on the phone. I prayed with her.
Yes.
Problems in her household. So there's three people. I'm standing
praise
in proxy
God.
For
praise
her.
God. Praise God. Father,
yes,
right
Lord,
now, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Even as our sister has stepped forth here and standing in proxy for those of her family, Father.
Yes, my God.
Father, she's even a priestess unto you, Lord, and we know that. And Father, you've placed an anointing on her life, and she's a prayer warrior. And Father, even as she prays for people, release will come. Release will come. Release will come. And I look not with your natural eyes at what it goes on around you, saith the Lord. But look with the eyes of the Spirit and know that my hand is working under the surface, and that my hand is working mightily, and I shall even cause mighty things to happen in your family. For I have heard your intercessory prayers, and they are precious in my sight, and I'm going to begin to pour them back out. And as I pour them back out, the answers shall begin to come, saith the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, I ask you to just bless my sister and bless her family, Father, and just open up opportunities even for her to minister your word more and more and more to people, and give her that word of life to everyone she comes in contact with, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
I would say unto thee, my sister, that the Lord heard the cries of all these family members way before you did. It didn't catch him by surprise.
Yes.
But the Lord would have thee to know that he is going to take all the tears that you shed over your family and give you joy, saith the Lord. He's going to give you joy.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength, saith the Lord.
Yes.
And you're going to know more strength than you've ever known in your life, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Because I have made thee strength in thy household
thank
and in thy family.
Jesus.
And
thank
thou shalt
Lord.
Speak forth. Not with a thought of what am I saying, but with the utterance of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
and thou shalt be set free, and they shall be free, saith the Lord.
Praise
for
God.
My people shall no longer be bound, but they shall be free,
oh,
and free
you,
from
Father.
This day, saith
thank
the Lord.
You,
praise God.
So let the
praise
joy
God.
Of the Lord be your strength.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're a pillar in the house of God.
Yes.
A pillar bears up things. Does not my word say that love bears long and bears up long.
And
you are a pillar in the house of God. And there are many things that have been held up through your prayers that would have collapsed, daughter.
Yes.
So I say continue to pray and continue to hold them up.
Yes.
Continue to be that pillar in the house of God.
Praise God.
And surely your soul will see the travail of your prayers.
Praise the Lord. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Father, we pray for Brother Lonnie right now, Father. Father, first of all, I pray for his physical body. I pray that you begin to strengthen this physical body, Father. That, Lord, that your spirit would just flow down through those legs and just through those feet. And Father, just begin to touch him in Jesus' name. Father, you do mighty miracles. You are the healer. We can do nothing without you. But we know that, Father, you are the healer. And I ask you right now to begin to strengthen Lonnie right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to begin to even open up opportunities of finances for him, Father. Lord, you've done it in times past. I've prayed for Lonnie many, many times for you to open a door, and you've opened many doors. And, Father, I just say unto you right now, Father, you are the door.
Yes.
You are the door.
Yes.
When you open it, no man can close it. When you Amen. Close it, no man can open it. And, Father, in Jesus' name right now, I know Lonnie witnesses for you when he's out, Father. But I just ask you right now, Father, to begin to just pour yourself into him anew and afresh. Begin to renew his youth like the eagles. Father, that he even in his older age can begin to just feel young and spry again, Father, and just have the joy of the Lord and the strength of God. For let the weak say, I am strong.
Amen.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Yes. And begin to say that every day as you get up. Lord, I am strong. I'm strong in you. You are my strength. You are my vitality. You are my all in all. And Father, even in Jesus' name, as he begins to proclaim this, as he begins to proclaim those things that are not as though they are,
Amen.
They shall be, saith
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
For surely, my son, I would say unto you, you shall begin to even proclaim many things, but you shall wait on me and
Amen.
The things that I speak to you. That's what I want you to proclaim. Not what comes to your mind, but what comes through my spirit.
Amen.
And as I speak to you through the Spirit of God, I would have you even move and flow and do what I tell you to do. And surely I shall meet you in ways you've not known in times past. I shall meet you with a new and a fresh anointing and a new and a fresh strength. And Father, in Jesus' name right now, I ask you to bless Lonnie. I ask you to move and flow through him, Father. Thank you.
I would say unto you, my son, you've entered a lot of things, but you haven't entered my rest. And I would say unto thee and command unto this body to enter the rest of the Lord that has been prepared for you, that you no longer struggle, that you not only just surrender, but you rest. You rest in your surrendering, saith the Lord, and you rest in me. And in resting in me and your surrendering, you shall receive strength from on high and from even in nigh thee, saith the Lord. Even the breath of your lungs shall breathe deep, saith the Lord, because you no longer struggle, but you rest in me. So I would say unto thee, let the mind of Christ just be sturdy. Be steady in you and let it just rest. And think not that I have come up short, saith the Lord, but thou shalt see my hand as thou rest in me, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm standing in proxy.
Okay.
For two people. One for Phyllis. She mm-hmm. just had another surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Mastectomy. And plus they're running out with the dialysis now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next is for Lily.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on my heart.
Yes.
This week.
Praise the Lord.
Very hard, and I know that's her daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she's out there in Africa, and she can't do anything.
Yes.
So I know she's going through, and I haven't heard from either one of them, even though I tried to get
Praise
in contact
God.
With them.
Praise the Lord.
So I just want to stand in proxy. I know God mm-hmm. is great,
mm-hmm.
and I know he can do whatever he wants
yes.
to do. But I want to stay here because Phyllis has a beautiful spirit in her. No matter what
yes.
that girl goes through, she is always smiling
praise God.
And ready to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to stand in proxy
praise
for
the Lord.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Sister.
Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, even as Goldie stands here, Lord, and she says she's standing in proxy, Father, I ask a blessing upon Goldie.
Yes, thank you.
I ask just an anointing and just a refreshing of her spirit and just a flow upon her. Because, Father, I think a lot of times we don't realize that when we pray for others, that's when you meet our needs. And, Father, I ask you first to meet her needs, even as she unselfishly prays for everyone around her, Father. Meet her needs, Father. Spiritually, financially, and in all areas, Father. And Father, I just ask you that as she has asked for Phyllis and for her sister, I just ask you right now for Lily. I ask you for both of them, Father, that you show yourself mighty in these situations, that you flow and that you just flow and flow and flow in that situation. Father, let Phyllis come out of the fire without the smell of smoke on her, Lord. Let her come out of the fire without the smoke.
Thank you,
praise God.
Thank you,
praise God. Praise God.
Thank you,
Father, I just ask you also, Lord, for Lily, Father. Lord, she's like the lily of the valley over there in that place. And I just ask you, let the fragrance of God so flow from her and strength and meet every need that she has financially and physically. and let her continue to just be a blessing to those around her, Father. And Lord, I just ask you right now, even for Goldie again, Lord, that, Lord, you begin to even open up more opportunities for Goldie to share your word and your insights that you've given her, Father. Move upon her, flow through her, Father. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I would say unto thee, my sister, is it important to hear Phyllis's voice?
Yes.
Is it important to hear your sister's voice? Or is it more important to hear the voice of the Lord?
Yes.
I would say unto thee, this day thou have heard the voice of the Lord, and thou hast been strengthened, and his voice has gone before your sister and your niece, saith the Lord. Yes, and he working all things well in both of their behalf, because he's working all things in his hands. And he's working after the counsel of his own kindness. And he's doing all things well. Even as you come forth, saith the Lord, you came forth in smallness, but you'll leave in tallness, saith the Lord.
Yes.
For I shall add to your stature, saith the Lord.
Yes.
You no longer shall be in your own strength, but you shall be in mine, saith the Lord.
Praise God.
And you shall always know, I heard the voice of the Lord on that day.
Yes.
And I spoke to my sister and I spoke to my niece in the name of Jesus, because I sent it forth and released it.
Yes.
That the Holy Spirit would have its way.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. 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 Father, 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 in Jesus' name, we bring Sue before you right now, Father. We bring Sue before you right now, Father. And Sue, I would say to you that the Lord is pleased with you. He's very pleased with you. There's been changes going on inside of you, and he is so pleased with you right now because you have such a hunger and a desire to know him.
Amen.
And I would say unto you, daughter, know you not that I am your husband, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I am your husband, and I can do for you what no other can do for you, saith the Lord. I shall meet you in a special way. Even in the night seasons, I shall begin to minister to you, and you shall feel wrapped in my love and in my presence as you wait upon me, and I shall begin to give you dreams and visions, and you shall begin to dream dreams. And not only will you dream dreams, but the dreams that you dream, I shall bring them to pass, for they shall be of me, saith the Lord. For surely I'm going to begin to give you visions and dreams. And when I give these things to you, saith the Lord, just stand back and say, thank you, Lord. I'm waiting for you to move, Father. And just let the Lord move as he will. But he's going to begin to show you things. And as he shows you, he's going to move mightily. And Father, I pray for her family right now. I pray for her children, Lord. I pray that you apprehend them by the Holy Spirit. You've promised us our family. We stand firm in that, Lord. You said to as many as received you, you gave them power to become the sons of God. And you also said, Father, that when we gave ourselves to you, you promised us our sons, our daughters, and our household.
Yes. Yes.
And right now, let the Spirit of God turn the sons and daughters to the household.
Yes.
And when I say sons, Lord, I'm saying all of them, Father.
Yes.
All of them, Lord. Every one of them.
Amen.
Father, you've had your hand on this family for a long time. And that's why some of them are so uncomfortable and so disturbed right now, because your hand is beginning to move upon them. And that hand is going to make them so uncomfortable that they're going to get to the end of their rope. And when they get to the end of their rope, they're going to cry up and say, God, I got to have you. God, I got to have you. And Father, I ask you right now to help Sue even step back and say, Lord, I present them to you, I give them to you, and I'm going to rest in you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. God bless you, sis. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Need to request prayer for Tori.
Okay.
That she gets closer to the Lord, and my husband.
Okay.
And Taylor's been having a lot of back pain since her accident, and I just want to.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, even as Aaron stands before you today, Lord. Lord, that name Aaron was given to her on purpose. Because she's a priestess in you. She's a priestess in you, Father. Even as Aaron stood next to Moses, Father, this Aaron is supposed to stand next to you.
Amen.
And as she stands next to you and begins to release herself into your presence, you're going to begin to do mighty things through her. You're going to begin to cause her to write and to do things and to just express herself in so many beautiful ways that it's going to just minister to people, everybody that comes in contact. But I'd say unto you, my daughter, I've heard your prayers. And I've heard what you've even said here today. And I'm going to move. I'm going to move by my spirit. And I'm going to begin to even apprehend your husband. But he's going to be apprehended by you being a godly wife.
Amen.
And by being an encouraging wife and a strengthening Amen. Wife. And as you do that, something's going to start changing in him. And he's going to start being drawn to the beauty of the Lord in you.
Amen.
And as he's drawn to the beauty of the Lord in you, then he's going to start desiring to have that same beauty inside of him.
Yes, amen.
And Father, in Jesus' name, right now, I ask you to just release Aaron into all the gifts and callings that you have for her. We ask you to touch each one of these requests that she's brought forth here today for Tori and for Taylor. And Lord, those young girls, you have your hand on their life. And I know that she thinks that the one daughter is kind of distant from the Lord. But Lord, we know better. We know better.
Amen.
We know better because, Father, you've got your hand on that girl. You've got your hand on that girl. She's going to run for a little bit, but she can't hide. She can't hide. And, Father, I just ask you by the Holy Spirit to apprehend her, Father. Go after her, Lord. Go after her, Lord. Go after her, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you. And I ask you to bring healing even to the back, Father, of the other child, Lord. Just touch that back, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, even with that accident, you kept your hand of mercy on the child that she wasn't hurt badly. And, Father, I just ask you right now, she has an anointing on her life, Father. And I just ask you that you bring forth everything in her. She has a beautiful singing voice. And, Father, she needs to be praising God with that voice. And I ask you to just begin to draw her out more and more and more. And as she sings high praises unto you, Father, it'll even cause release in other people's lives. I ask you to just bless Aaron and bless their whole family, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for what you're going to do. But I just thank you, Lord, that she is going to begin to move in areas and begin to feel released. She's kind of held back on things that you've given her and things that you've shown her and even poems and things, Lord. And right now, I speak a word of release to her that she can release those things, for they shall minister to the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And they were gifts that were given by you. And it's not her gifts, it's your gifts, Lord. And Father, in Jesus' name, as she presents them back to you, they're going to begin to minister life to everybody that comes in contact. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. God bless you, sis.
You know, it happens in two. Witnesses are two. You could ask your daughter this morning what she heard in Sunday school. She'd say that was two. But I told her the story about the wife that lived a life and an unsaved husband and how her life changed his life to where he pleaded and desired that same life. So God wants you to know that's exactly what's going to happen. So he showed me something about you. You're going to have to tame your tongue a little. This goes for everybody I can see in the mirror, too. But what he showed me is he's going to help you with that. But you're going to have one of the best open hearts you'd ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the hope and the heart of God toward your husband. And you're going to see him come running, not only to the Lord, but to you. And it's not going to be, I told you so. It's going to be, I trusted the Lord, and he did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
Because God does all things well, and he wants to complete the household.
Yes.
Okay?
Praise God.
So that's what he's going to do.
Praise God.
So you should be excited about it.
I am.
He really is. He really is. But I am's got to sometimes lose. Okay?
I get that one.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody step up here? It's all right. Come right ahead. We'll pray for you. Come up next, Jerry, okay? Yes. Praise the Lord.
My brother.
Mm-hmm. Praise you, Father.
Amen.
having pain in his whole body.
Father, we pray for Jerry right now. But even before we pray for Jerry, Father, we pray for Betty. We pray for Betty right now, Father. I ask you to even begin to create even a greater flow in her circulatory system. That, Father, that everything that's being blocked there that's kind of causing her to even feel weak and everything, Father, in Jesus' name, I come against that in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you that she is so quick to call on you every time anything happens. She's so quick. I get calls from Betty a lot. Pray, pray, pray. And I do a lot of praying. But you know what? That's good, because that just means that you're seeking the face of the Lord, and you know God can move, and you understand that if two or more agree as touching anything in my name, I'll do it.
Yes,
and, Father, I just ask you right now, Father, to release her even into more of the healing and more of the ministry of even intercession. That, Father, when she prays for people, that there's just a mighty, mighty flow of your Spirit. Thank you for what you're going to do. And we pray for Jerry right now, Father. I rebuke the spirit of rebellion on Jerry in Jesus' name. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, that he would just quit rebelling and move and flow into you, Father. You've called him, and he knows you've called him, but he keeps pulling back, and he keeps rebelling. And, Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke that.
Yes.
And we just ask you, Lord, to just release him in your spirit.
Yes.
That, Father, he can have a tremendous testimony in you.
Yes.
We know he's went through a lot of suffering. We know he's went through a lot of loss. Yes. But a lot of that had to do even with rebellion in his own life, Father.
Yes.
And in Jesus' name, I ask you right now to move and flow. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we agree with Betty, Lord, that to Jerry, you're going to release him in a spirit of blessedness. He's going to be blessed, and he's going to start telling people that he's been blessed of the Lord. And Lord, what you say out of his lips, you've already done.
Yes.
And Father, you're declaring a blessedness, Lord, and a blessed spirit upon Jerry, Lord, to no longer think of days gone by, but to think of the presence of the living God right now within his body.
Amen.
Within his body, within his mind, within his heart. Let his soul speak forth, for God, we only sing your word. You said,
praise
sing
God.
Your word, and that shall it be, Lord. For right now, we agree with Betty, Lord, that you do all things well.
Yes.
And praise Father, God. Be glorified within Jerry. Be glorified.
Yes.
And Lord, I even ask a blessing upon Betty's eyes, Lord, that she would see Jerry in a different light.
Yes.
She would see him as blessed.
Yes.
She would see him as being happy. She would see him as being moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And she would see him being delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, from his head to the sole of his feet, let Betty just acknowledge it as she talks to him, Lord. And let her have ears to hear what the Spirit says through Jerry back to her in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, you said the steps of a righteous man are steps of a man, you said.
That's right.
And we're going to say that means woman. That means everybody.
Right.
That means all
that's
mankind.
Right.
The steps of a man are ordered of the Lord. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, let your direction begin to just flow into her and show her the steps that she should take. And Father, I just thank you. And Father, I want you to begin to just release her into a blessing, Father, an increase financially, an increase in abilities, an increase in even authority, Father. In Jesus' name, I ask you, Father. And Lord, I would say to you, Sherry, that the Lord wants you to not put the things he's given you under a bushel. He wants you to begin to use them. He wants you to begin to flow. He don't want you pulling back anymore. The days of pulling back got to be over with it.
Amen.
The days of going forward have to be what God wants you to do. Even if you've asked for direction, I'm giving it to you right now. Start stepping forward in the Lord.
Amen.
Start stepping forward. Start claiming the things that God tells you and the things that God speaks to your heart. Start claiming them. And use the talents God has given you. He's given you a lot of talents, and you know he has. Use those talents for the Lord and begin to flow. And you don't have to wait for somebody to ask you to sing a song.
Amen.
If you've got a song, you tell us you've got a song, because we know that God has anointed you in that area. You begin to speak up and say, Brother Oscar, I got a song, or Brother Clyde, or whoever's up there ministering, and share it, because a lot of times when God's placing something like that on your heart, those songs are prophetic words. They're words that will minister to hearts. They're words that will complete even what God's doing in other people, and they'll complete His word. And Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we thank You for the direction. You're going to begin, Sherry, you're going to begin to move step by step.
Yes.
You're going to say, okay, Lord, I feel like You want me to move here and do this. And you're going to start moving one step at a time. And that's all you got to do in God is move one step at a time. Amen. You don't have to know what's going to happen 3 weeks from now. You got to know what's happening today.
Amen.
Today, if you'll hear His
Amen.
Voice, harden
yes.
not your
Amen.
Heart. Today, move when He tells you to move.
Amen.
Do exactly what He tells you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless her, Lord.
Oh, wow. I've not called you to be a secret agent, saith the Lord. I've called you to be on display of My Spirit, My anointing, saith the Lord.
Praise God.
To be utterance of My words coming forth and giving hope, saith the Lord. You want to know the direction? Follow Me, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Walk toward Me. For I would say unto thee, thou hast known Me to be married to thee, saith the Lord, and I am thy husband, saith the Lord, this
yes.
day. And know that I am thy strength, I am thy encouragement, and even the breath that thou breathest now, saith the Lord, I am thy very breath, saith the Lord. And thou art looking for a promotion, I would say unto thee, look no farther than the Lord Jesus Christ and in Him only. And I will elevate thee, saith the Lord, in the place where I need you, saith the Lord, that you might bring Me more honor and glory.
Praise
in
God.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
You know what? Mine's just a little lengthy. Don and I pray for this church body. We
mm-hmm.
love everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you love us, too.
Yeah, we do.
And I think about people that are out here that need to be in here. And I really feel deep in my heart that we need God to show us, or maybe we need to open our spiritual eyes
mm-hmm.
to see that He is showing us maybe some people
mm-hmm.
that we need to bring into this church body who probably feel so desperate and alone. We don't know what they're feeling.
Right.
And I also have for my family, I have a precious little great niece. She's 9 months old,
mm-hmm.
and they just discovered she has kidney cancer.
Oh.
So that's mm-hmm. really heavy on our hearts.
Yes, praise the Lord.
And this is hard. I also have another niece.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it. I know other women here, Marge, like with breast cancer, my niece
mm-hmm.
is being checked. She had a mammogram, but she has to go back Monday. I'm going to the doctor Monday, and
mm-hmm.
I'm having outpatient surgery,
mm-hmm.
which I think is fine. I'll just miss church for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But my little niece,
praise the Lord.
She's in line so heavy on my heart.
Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now, Father, that You would move. You know, You said, suffer the little children to come unto Me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And Father, I ask You right now to touch that little child in Jesus' name. That child might be a testimony for You, Father. That there just might be a tremendous testimony there. That, Lord, that even as that child grows older, that they can just say, I know God's real because He touched
yes,
me.
Lord.
And, oh, yes. the joy that filled my soul. And, Lord,
yes,
I just ask
yes,
You right now,
yes.
we send Your word forth
Amen.
To that little child.
Amen.
And we just ask You, Father, to move upon that little child in Jesus'
yes.
name. Thank You, Father. Let there come back even a testimony of the glory of God
yes,
and
yes,
the
yes,
anointing
yes,
and the power
yes,
of You,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
we can do nothing without You.
Yes, yes,
but, Lord, You said even the very prayers that we pray before we even pray them, the answer was already on
Amen.
Your way.
Amen.
And, Father, I just ask You right now to move. And Father, I just ask you for Don and Eileen, Lord, that you would begin to move in them, Father, in greater depths, and that you'd bring even physical healing to Eileen, Lord, that she would just begin to get her strength back and begin to feel very stable and not feel shaky or feel like she's having any problems. And Lord, I just ask you in Jesus' name to begin to move upon her. You said healing was the children's bread.
Yeah, Mom.
Father, we ask you to give her daily bread today.
Yes, yes.
Give her daily bread today, Father. You are the bread of life. Give her some of you, Father, of that anointing. Even as the woman that followed Jesus around that had the issue of blood for 12 years, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, let Eileen touch the hem of your garment. Let her touch the hem of your garment spiritually. In Jesus' name, Father. Move, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Father, even what she said about people in the assembly, that knowing that there's ones that they could bring in here, Father. Lord, we're all missionaries. You've called us all to be reconcilers, to tell people of the great reconciliation that Christ did on the cross. And that, Father, that as we begin to proclaim that to people, we can begin to see them delivered and begin to see them set free. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask you to bless her. Amen. Praise God. Yes.
The Lord showed me something. He said, hasn't he done all that you've ever asked?
Yeah.
And he's faithful. He's going to continue to do that. He's going to continue to do that. His blessings endure forever. Endure forever.
Praise God.
Which is more than we can say for his people, but his blessings endure forever.
Yes.
And forever. So go with his blessings enduring forever.
Yes.
Because God's going to answer all your prayers.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember you had one not too long ago about a man being over in the service over in Afghanistan.
He's on his way home.
Yeah.
God's answering forever.
Praise the Lord.
And you know what? People of God, listen. He wants you to proclaim his goodness way before it happens.
Yes.
Way before it happens.
Amen.
And said, we'll see the goodness of the Lord.
I forgot to ask for my brother-in-law, Jim, that you guys pray for. He told me to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He's leaving today with an upset stomach. He's sick of us. What can I do? No, not really. But anyway, he's leaving today. And I just, even though we prayed with him before he left, I just like to be able to tell him that we prayed for him here at church.
Praise
he really is impressed with this.
Praise God.
Body
he's the one
here.
We prayed with last week.
Yeah. But he's really impressed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll pray for him, Father, in Jesus' name. Meet Jim right now, Father. Lord, just touch his stomach and begin to settle it down and begin to just bring your word forth that you gave him a week or so ago, Father, and begin to unfold that in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oscar, you pray for me.
Okay.
I've been having some pains and aches. And
all right. We'll do that.
A lot of things.
Okay.
A lot of things.
Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Don right now, Father. Lord, a lot of times I know I'm getting older, and sometimes I get a little pain here and a little pain there. And, you know, I know that, Father, you are our strength. You are our healing. You are our source. And right now I just ask you, Father, to begin to restore vitality to Don,
amen.
Father.
Amen.
Father, you said that when the children of Israel went through the desert, their clothes didn't wear out.
Yes, that's right.
They had the strength to keep going and going and going and going. And, Father, they had manna from heaven. And, Father, we've got you. The bread of life from heaven.
Yeah, Mom.
And Father, our things shouldn't wear out. We should be even in our older age to be vital and to begin to move and flow and just be a testimony of your goodness in the land of the living. And I know a lot of times, and I'm not getting honest about this because I know we tend to do it, but a lot of times we turn to the doctor instead of to the healer. And Father, we need to start turning to the healer first.
Yeah, Mom.
Not going there after the doctor can't do anything.
Yeah, Mom.
Let's start going to the healer first, which is you, Jesus. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we ask you to move and flow right now in Don, in thank Jesus' you. Name. Yes. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Let the testimony of his mouth be, I feel so much better. I feel younger. I feel more vital. I feel like I'm ready to go. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
I would say unto thee, my son, as thou lets go of the weights that thou hast never been intended to carry, saith the Lord, you shall see that your healing in your back has already taken place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're not to carry just the weights of so many, but you're to give them to me, saith the Lord. Lay them at my feet, saith
praise
the Lord,
God,
and see the healing in thy back, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
one
the Lord.
One of the problems.
Praise the Lord. Just anybody steps up here, we're praying for you.
I want to stand as a family for Josh.
Okay, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Say whatever you was going to say. Was you going to say something else?
Well, I feel like it certainly is help needs a touch from the Lord, but I feel like I've had so many words come from different people, like mm-hmm. he's being held captive, and I want
yes.
release for him.
Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. We bring Josh before you. Father, his name is Joshua. Joshua, God the Savior. Joshua, God the Savior. Joshua, we speak release to you through God the Savior. That every time somebody says your name, you would begin to think of God the Savior. God the Savior. God the Savior, the Deliverer. Father, in Jesus' name right now, we speak a word of release to Josh, Father. Father, break the yokes that would try to bind him. Break off any spirits or anything that would try to surround him. And we ask you to release him in Jesus' name. Father, we're more interested even than that than in the healing. Because that's the spiritual healing. That needs to take place first. Father, let that spiritual healing, let him begin to call out for the name of the Lord. Father, he was raised in a Christian family. He knows that Jesus is the answer. And even sometimes he calls for prayer from people. And Father, I just ask you right now to just let him come to the end of his rope, that he calls out and says, God, I got to have you, that you might do a miraculous thing even in him, even a miraculous thing in releasing him first. And then in Father, and then even in healing his body, Father. Amen. We believe you can do that.
Yes.
We trust that you can do that,
yes,
Father.
We do.
And we just ask you that your will be done in Josh's life, Father. And the gifts and the callings in him be released.
Yes.
And that, Father, you begin to just draw him close to you. Yes. Draw him up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, just give Debbie and Clyde and Joey, give them a peace that they're going to release him into you. And as they release him into you and begin to thank you every day that you've apprehended him, that you've got him in the center of your will, that, Father, that they'll begin to see it happen. They'll begin to see it happen. But let them proclaim it before they see it happen. Let them proclaim that you are the deliverer. You are the healer. You are the peace. You are the life. You are all of those things, Father. In Jesus' name, let his life become a testimony for you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
I come that you might have abundant life.
Yes.
And if you will lay down your life, you will find life.
Amen. Yes.
But if you will pick up and continue with your life, you will lose your life. Pick up your cross. Pick up your cross and understand the cross and follow
yes,
me.
Yes.
Go back to the cross.
Praise God.
Go back to the cross and understand that there is life at the cross.
Amen.
So
amen.
If you will pick up the cross,
yes,
you will gain life.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God.
What I wanted to confess is I wanted to confess that Josh has always made job his number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like him to replace that and make God his number one
amen.
Priority.
Amen.
So you could have all the world, but what have you gained? But if you have God, you've gained all that everything can be.
Right.
So God will be his supply of source.
Yes.
And he need not worry about it
yes,
or be a threat or concerned about it,
yes,
because God is able. He's Praise able God. To take care of that which we surrender to him.
Yes.
Father, this very moment,
yes.
we surrender Joshua Scott Morgan to you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, have your way.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
We say, Lord, have your way.
Yes, Jesus.
And Father, we don't have to understand
Praise
your
God.
Way. We just got to get out of it.
Thank
and
you,
Father,
Lord.
Have your way.
Praise God.
Be glorified
Praise
within
God.
This vessel.
Praise God.
In Jesus'
Praise
name.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, that's all right. I got warm hands. I'll warm them up.
For Donna.
Yes.
My daughter, she's in a lot of pain even
yes.
today. She had to leave church with her shoulders hurting
yes.
so bad. She hasn't slept well forever.
Mm-hmm.
And she had carpal tunnel, and now it's come back really bad. She's
yeah.
going to have surgery Thursday. You know, we thank God for the doctors.
Yes.
But there's nothing like our great physician, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Who
Amen.
We are looking for today.
Amen.
On behalf of
Amen.
Donna
Amen.
And this need in her body.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, praise
Jesus,
God, praise
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
Lord, even as Charlene has come forward today and she seeks for her daughter. For Lord, first I want you to know that you're my daughter, saith the Lord. You're my daughter.
Amen.
And surely I love you with an everlasting love. And I shall begin to move in you and to flow in you. And Father, I ask you to bring restoration to Charlene right now, Father.
Yes, yes.
She's been feeling weak, and she's been feeling awful tired lately. And Father, I just ask you right now to let your strength flow into her
yeah.
right now, Father.
Amen.
Let her not be hindered by physical age, but Father, let her youth begin to be renewed
Amen.
And strengthened.
Amen.
Let that anointing flow. Let it flow and let it flow, Father. And Father, we bring Donna and we bring Buzzy before you right now, Father. And Father, I just ask you, Lord, to minister to them both. I ask you to minister to Donna, Father. She loves you, Father. She trusts in you. And Father, I just ask you right now to begin to move and flow in Donna and begin to bring even healing to her. And Father, just bring even Donna and
yes.
Buzzy into everything that you've called them
Amen.
For.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Open doors for them.
Yes.
Open doors for them to begin to even minister a word of life. And begin to be an example, Father. Thank you for what you're going to do. Just bless her in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Thurl Dean right now, Father. We pray for strength for him. Begin to renew his strength like the eagles, Father. Begin to let him begin to feel younger and stronger and more spry. And both of them, Father, ask for clarity of mind.
Yes,
and I ask for just as they rest in you, Father, that you bring them to such a place that they'll hear from you and they'll know exactly what you want them to do, that they can begin to bless the body of Christ in every way you'd have them.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
In Jesus' name right now,
Amen.
We ask you to begin to even clear up even blood flow in Charlene, Father, that there just be a renewal even of veins and things in her, Father, that she
Amen.
Begin to just feel better and feel stronger as your blood courses
yes.
through her body in
yes.
Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you for what you're going to do, Father. We agree with her. We give you all praise and glory, and we thank you for what you're going to do. And Father, I pray for Dean, Father, and I pray for all the other kids, Lord. And I just ask you, you've apprehended them all. Lord, they were raised in a Christian family, and we claim them in Jesus' name. We claim them in Jesus' name. We claim them in Jesus' name right now, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Praise God. God bless you. Bless you.
You know, I was seeing something, and what I was seeing was that you don't question God near as much as you thank him. And you're rare because you trust him so much.
Mm-hmm.
And because you trust me, saith the Lord, the days are still numbered, but they're beyond your mind. They're
mm-hmm.
way beyond your comprehension. Because in days of weakness, saith the Lord, I have come along, and inside of you become strong in your strength. Because you relied on no other. But the strength of the
Praise
Lord
God.
Is just like a mother to you. It's strength.
Praise God.
And he's going to continue to be your strength.
Praise
and
the Lord.
The children to all the end of the earth, they're Amen. Going to be in the Lord's house, saith the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I am in a very difficult place where my job is concerned.
Okay.
And
to pray for you, to be honest with you. I know that God is sovereign,
mm-hmm.
and I know that whatever the end result is, it's the best thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just walking through a process, and I need strength, and I need peace, and I just need to rest where I am.
Praise the Lord.
Waiting is so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting is not a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting is going way back before they even had toasters. I'm going back to the Rock Man when they used to have to put bread out there to even get it brown in the sun. See, that when you're waiting on the Lord, it seems like you're waiting forever.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to realize He's the only one that works all things well on our behalf.
Praise
He's
God.
The only one that knows the beginning and the end. He knows the in-betweens. You know what? He sees you when you're impatient, and He sees you when you're patient. Mm-hmm. He sees you when you're laughing, and He sees you when you're crying. The good thing about God, you don't never take Him by surprise. It's just like today. You come up here, and you don't even know how to ask for this. But you know what? That's God's will. Just ask God's will to be done in your life. And His will be done in your life.
Praise
and
Lord.
It'll come to pass, and you'll go like, oh, it was God all the time working on my behalf.
Praise the Lord.
You know, a lot of times when we think we know the outcome, God will up and surprise us and won't be the way we figured it
Amen.
Out to be.
Amen.
But He'll work on our behalf because we trust Him. He declares He does all things well. That's what is going on in your life. You wait. Very hard to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Very hard to do.
Amen.
Anybody that doesn't say amen to that never has dealt with God at all. Because, mm-hmm. But that's what He's doing. He's working on your behalf to bring Him honor and bring Him glory. In areas that you can't even realize. And if that means tears, that's good, because that's refreshing. But you know what? It's going to mean whatever it needs to mean. Like you said, I don't even know how to ask. But you know what? God knows how to deliver.
Yeah.
He knows how to work on our behalf. And He doesn't let go. He doesn't let go. So I'm encouraging you this very moment. Don't let go of God's
Praise
hand.
Lord.
Just
Praise
trust
Lord.
Him, trust Him, trust Him. He's working.
Praise
when
God.
We're agreeing with Him.
Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we bring Cynthia before You right now, Father. And Lord, You have a tremendous, tremendous ministry in this lady.
Yes.
Tremendous ministry. Father, You're going to begin to even start to open doors for her to share Your word.
Amen.
Even in other places. And I don't like to say that because I don't want to see Cynthia go out of this place. But You're going to start opening doors for her to share Your word, because she has such a tremendous testimony. And she is an anointed praiser, but she's also an anointed speaker, Father. And Lord, I ask You right now to begin to even open up women's conferences for her. Begin to open up other opportunities in other churches for her to go and speak and to minister. And I, like I say, I'd love to say, no, Lord, don't do that. But no, that ain't what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, Lord, do it. Release her,
yes,
Father.
Yes, amen. Have Your will.
Release
amen.
Her in You, Father.
Yes, amen.
Release her in You. Release that ministry that You've called her for. Even begin to cause her to begin to write even more. She has a great writing ability also, Father. And, Lord, we want to see her begin to be released out into all the ministry that You have for her. And, Father, You've got a mighty ministry for her.
Amen.
You've got a mighty ministry. I could see Cynthia standing up in front of large groups of
Amen.
Women.
Amen.
Large groups of women and just sharing Your word and sharing what God's done and Your anointing just flowing and releasing lives and setting them free. And Father, in Jesus' name, I ask You right now to begin to even release the ministry totally in Cynthia. And Father, begin to show her what You would have her do. We're not trying to get her to do anything. I just want
Amen.
You to show her.
Amen.
And I want her to be obedient and do the things as You open doors. But You're going to start opening doors.
Yes,
I believe that,
Amen.
Father. You're going to start opening doors. And Cynthia, it's going to start happening. I believe that. And God's going to start opening doors for you. And You're going to start ministering even out of here sometimes. And we don't want You to go. But, I mean, you know. Let's do what God says.
Amen.
And Father, in Jesus' name, just let Your anointing rest. And Father, begin to bring even her husband into a greater unity with her, that they be standing together as one, that Your anointing would rest on both of their lives. You never unequally yoke us together. You never unequally yoke us together. Begin to move upon him, Father. Move upon him mightily. Send visitations to him in the night seasons, Father, that as you unfold to Cynthia what you're beginning to show her to do, that he gets right on board and says, yeah, I'm right with that. That's what God's telling me too. And Father, I just tell you in Jesus' name, just have your way. And we just ask you to begin to open direction, open up your word, that she would begin to see the path of the Lord shine brighter unto the perfect day, that she'd walk right into that path, and that she'd move and flow with you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it. Amen, 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 amen.
Oh, boy. I hate this. And if I hate it, no. He showed me rules and laws. Mm-hmm. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He's the one who can change every rule and law. So don't be afraid of the rules and the law. They're not to bind you up. They're to set you free. Okay? He's going to do it.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Yeah.
Let's go back there.
Mm-hmm.
So this individual is missing, and this couple is missing the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone, send them a card, text message, let them know that you love them, you missed them, their presence here,
yes,
missing, and that we're thinking of them. So I just pray for the people today that you look out and they're not here for whatever reason. They could be on vacation. It doesn't matter why they're here, but they need to know that their presence here was missed.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise God. Father, we pray for Debbie right now, Father. Let me have your hand, Debbie. We pray for Debbie right now, Father. We pray, Lord, that even the cry of her heart, Lord, that you would begin to just minister to her in a special way, Father. Thank you, Father, that you've even allowed her to see that and to have a heart to want to see, to minister to people as she feels even that they're hurting. And, Father, that is a ministry right there. Even as Deborah of old was a prophet, prophetess, Father, mm-hmm. I think this Debbie here, you've had your hand on her for a long time. She at times has tried to run away from it, but you keep drawing her back and drawing her back because you ain't going to let her go, Lord, because you got special things you want her to do. And, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I ask you to begin to give her a clarity as to what you want her to do. And even that she would begin to send out some cards and begin to call some people.
Yes,
because, Jesus, Lord, you're laying that on her heart.
Amen.
And that's a tremendous ministry.
Amen.
That's a ministry of blessing. That's a ministry of showing care, that you care. And, Lord, right now I know Debbie cares. And I ask you in Jesus' name to just move in her. And, Lord, if she needs finances to do these things, tell her to come to us, and we'll give her the finances to send out cards or to send out whatever she needs to do to just minister to people, Father. In Jesus' name, release her even into that ministry to start off with. And, Father, if she'll be faithful in that, then you'll open up even greater opportunities for her. In Jesus' name, I just ask you right now. And, Father, I pray for her body, and I pray for her family. I pray, Father, that you would begin to bring healing into her body, that she would feel stronger and just not feel tired and just have a new vitality, a new strength. And, Father, I pray for her children, and I just pray, Lord, that you would begin to apprehend them,
Amen.
Draw them into the kingdom of God. Father, they were raised in the church, and, Lord, you have a special calling on their lives. I ask you to begin to just draw them unto you, Lord. Draw them unto you, Lord. Draw them unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I would say unto thee, my daughter, even as thou hast heard this moment, because this day have I brought you to this house, saith the Lord, that thou would even hear from the pastor's voice, my voice, saith the Lord, when he said the Holy Spirit to Sikkim. That meant something to you. And then you know what that meant to you? It meant that you knew exactly what that meant as a dog. And when you say that to a dog, but I would say unto thee, tell the Holy Spirit to sick all those that he's laid on your heart. Because he will draw them nigh unto not only you,
yes,
and to be an open receiver of the word of God and to the letters and to the phone calls, but he will be a person of rejoicing within your body, saith the Lord. So he can be your strength in a greater way, saith the Lord. Even in the days when thou strugglest, saith the Lord, even to stand, saith the Lord. I seen thee standing, saith the Lord. I seen thee upright, saith the Lord.
and I will give thee strength as the day continues, saith the Lord. As you continue to praise me, saith the Lord, you shall see my hand in all things, saith the Lord. Not just the things that you think, well, Lord, I want to see you there. You will not only see me in where you want to see me, but you'll see me in areas where you haven't believed that I would be before. But the Lord does all things well, and he's giving you strength and encouragement. And you're an encouragement to us, so go be an encouragement to others, saith the Lord. And we'll make a way, and we'll help be the way, saith the Lord, as you seek to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yeah, I have called you to do many things, and I have spoken to you many times. I want you to look at me.
Amen.
Look at me. Don't get into the mistaken identity thing. Don't look at you. Don't say, well, Lord, I can't do that because, or I would do that if. But look to my son.
Mm-hmm.
Do these things for him.
Yes.
Because as I lay these things on your heart and you move forward in these things, they're going to bless people. They're going to heal people. They're going to encourage people. They're going to lift people up. So just do all these things in his name, in his nature, for his glory, and you'll see the glory of the Lord rising upon thee.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Debbie, this wasn't something that God had just shown me out of the blue. Someone had already told me that you was with someone. And when that person told me that, all I got was, that's her calling. That's all God said to me. That's her calling. I'll tell you later. But that's her calling. And you have a calling. That's your calling. Just move on it. You move on it. You'd be surprised who will start moving with you.
Yeah. Joey, I want to pray for you for a minute. I feel like the Lord is going to begin to release you into prophecy. You're going to begin. You know that. You've been holding back, and he's going to release you into prophetic word. And you need to begin to let yourself go and not question, Lord, is this you? Lord, is this you? Just begin to speak it out in faith, because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Unless you speak it out in faith, it won't come. And Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we release Joey into the prophetic ministry even that you've called her for. And she's going to begin to speak a word, proclaim a word of even the kingdom to people, and a word of even release. And she's going to be, you're going to even let her see right down into the heart of people sometimes, Father. In Jesus' name, I ask you to release her. Release her in your word, Father. Thank you. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you.
I was going to pray for.
You already done it, girl. Don't let him go. Don't, no holds bar here.
Yeah.
When you said that about my mom, I was like, oh my goodness. And here it was a literal sense of she was going to be jumping up in joy. And I didn't know it was with the Lord. It was. Right. I thought it was still with me.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Jackson, it's not just by an accident that you're the second born, and it's not by an accident that your middle name's Tate, because the Lord wants you to know that Jackson Tate was a great man in your dad, in your mom's eyes, and actually a great blessing to the church. But God wants you to know Tate in you is going to be a prayer warrior. So when you think your life's changed and it's strange to other people, it is because it is. Because they don't have what you have, and you have a calling on your life, and that is to be released as a prayer warrior for other people.
Praise
God. I remember when you were, it's hard to say, when you were a young man, that you were in a soccer game, and I was watching it, and one of the other teammates got hurt, and you reached down there, and you started praying for him. And his mother didn't understand the fact, what's he doing with my kid? And a bunch of women said, it looks like he's praying for him. Yeah. And you know what? A lot of times that's how the Lord is going to be seen in the world as, well, that's strange. But God wants you to know that praise there's nothing strange about you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
And he's going to inhabit you with the joy of the Lord to be your strength. You're going to be a blessing not only to the ones that know you, but you're going to be a blessing to those that don't know you. But because they're going to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ by your testimony and by your life. And they're going to come to the end of themselves and the beginning of him. And you're going to be a strength one to another.
Yes.
Not only in the ball field and places that you go, but you will just see, even in the school, your hand of God will be protected not only around you, but around your friends and around the people that you go to school with. God's
yes.
going to just
yes.
strengthen you, encourage you, and be in you. And he just wants you to know Christ is in you, therefore be in him.
Praise the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray with you a minute. Father, in Jesus' name right now, I pray for Jack. I pray for his feet, Father. I pray that you just move in his feet and begin to just bring healing there, Father. Loosen up them ligaments and loosen up everything to where it begins to function, where he doesn't have that pain in his feet, Father. And Lord, let even that happen, as that happens in the natural, let it be that he can walk with you
Amen.
With a new anointing and
Amen.
A new ability in you. Father, I know Jack is a giver. He's a giver. He will give people anything that he has. And Father, you even showed me years ago, he came down to shop one time. And he was down there on a work day, and he said, was there anything? He kept wanting to help everybody. He's a helper. He wants to help. And Father, you even had him, he got a broom and started sweeping the floor. And while he gave him some money for sweeping the floor, and he came over to me and he said, and it's touched my heart tremendously, he said, I want to give this to you. And I told him, I said, buddy, God gave that to you. No, he said, I want to give it to you. And you know, he's a giver. And I'm going to tell you, that giving spirit is going to continue to grow in you. And everybody that you come in contact with is going to sense that there's something special about you. And he's going to let you find favor with men and with children that you come in contact with. They're going to be your friend. And you're going to minister to them in a way that you're just going to be there and be a strength for them, and you're going to pray for them. And eventually God's going to move you up into a position of ministry as you grow up. And he's going to begin to open doors for you to even share his word as you grow up. Because you've always had a praying heart, and you've always been willing to just pray anytime anybody asks you. And you know what? God's going to give you the desires of your heart as you pray for other people. He's going to start meeting those prayers. And he's very pleased with you. I want you to know he's very, very pleased with you. And that he's going to do mighty things in your life. Just move and flow as he shows you each day what he would have you do. Father, just bless Jack in Jesus' name. Let it begin with the healing in his feet, Father. Let his feet begin to be loosened. Let them ligaments and everything begin to be loosened up, Father, that he can just move freely in it without pain. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask it. And I thank you, Father. You are the healer. Amen, amen. Praise God.
God was showing me that he has a true servant's heart.
Yes.
That you have just a servant's heart. You just love to serve.
That's right.
Christ did.
Amen. And the
amen.
Lord wants you to know that he is going to be shining out of you.
Yes.
In such a brightness that will draw others. They will be drawn to the brightness of his shining forth in
yes.
you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want prayer?
Just one prayer.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
For the children and the people in Brooksville, Kentucky. That's where we have a farm in Brooksville. We just recently started developing a farm. I've been working with some of the locals. And a lot of the kids are alcoholics.
Yeah.
40% of the people in Bratton County and Brooksville are on some kind of aid-dependent welfare.
Yeah.
You know, there's just no jobs up there. And the kids, you know, they lay around all night. Remember the kids in Brooksville, Ohio.
Praise God.
Kentucky.
Praise God.
Kentucky.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Audrey, how about us praying for you? We missed you up there. I know you need prayer. Father, we ask you, Father. Well, you can stay right there. You can sit down or whatever you want to do. You don't have to even stand up if you don't want to. Sure. Okay. Praise God. Father, we pray for Audrey right now. Let me have your hands up here a minute. We pray for Audrey right now, Father. Lord, in Jesus' name, we just ask you to move upon Audrey, Father. Lord, she's an old patriarch of this church. She's an old prophetess. I can't get it out there.
The old is what you start.
Well, no. No, because I want the Lord to renew your strength like the eagles. I want to see that youth renewed in you, that vitality. And Father, in Jesus' name, even as Audrey's lost weight recently, and she feels better because she's...